From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The public pans the proposal. Only one in three Americans approves of President Barack Obama's handling of the international agreement to restrain Iran's nuclear program, according to a new Gallup survey. The pollster questioned more than 1,000 people in the last few days and said Thursday 55% disapproved of Mr. Obama's handling of the Iran policy and 33% approved. Iraqi officials say a truck bomb tore through a Shiite neighborhood in Baghdad Thursday, killing at least 67 people. Dozens were wounded when a refrigerated truck packed with explosives was detonated at a market in Sadr City. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility. The death toll from a series of explosions at a hazardous materials warehouse in China rose to 50. Chinese state media say 700 people were injured, and 71 of them are in serious condition. The Nigerian military says it has implementing new measures against Boko Haram. The announcement follows an order by President Muhammadu Buhari on Thursday for the military to defeat the Islamist militant group within the next 3 months. The U.S. flag will be raised Friday in Cuba for the first time since 1961. Cuba and the United States have diplomatic relations, and Secretary of State John Kerry will raise the flag over the U.S. Embassy in Havana. A senior State Department official told reporters in Washington on Thursday that U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has expressed grave concern to his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, over an increase in separatist attacks in eastern Ukraine. This is VOA News.